Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And I told you that Dr. Bob Arnott was going to be with us, and we're having a little technical difficulty getting him hooked up, so hopefully he'll be with us in a little bit. But I have something I want to talk about in the meantime, and that is something I mentioned. I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the week. I don't know if any of you picked up on it or not, but it's just something that I think is interesting, and that is what's going on around the world with regard to entrepreneurship. And I am very excited about this. And there's an organization that's being driven by our friends at Babson College, Patty Green, and trying to think of the other folks up there. I've got their names here, but I just don't have them in front of me. Some of those folks up there at Babson College are basically driving this thing. And Michael Hay is one of them, and another person up there at Babson College. And this is studying what's happening around the world with regard to entrepreneurs, with regard to small business owners, people who are saying, I don't want to go to work for a major company. I don't want to go to work for somebody else. I want to have my own business. I've got a dream. I've got a vision for what I want to create. I think I can do this. I think I can do it on my own. I want to start this. I'm willing to work without a net. And ladies and gentlemen, this is an absolute direct corollary to the level of self-determination that's exploding, that has been exploding around the world for the last 60 years or so. And I want to remind you that in 1945, there were 20 democracies in the world. In the 21st century, in the beginning of the 21st century, there are now, with Iraq having had free elections, there are now approximately 120 democracies. And I use that word democracy loosely. I admit that. That's fine. I don't have a problem doing that, by the way. And if you want to say just places where people are able to determine their own fate, their own direction, that's fine. But I'm going to call them democracies just for ease of conversation. 120. That's 100. An increase of 100 in 6 years. In 60 years. And that is just a wonderful number. It's an incredible trend. But there are other places that need to become free. And what's happening is when people are given that opportunity, when the people are given the opportunity to not be under the thumb of some dictator or some king, they're able to have some kind of self-determination. You know what they do? They start small businesses. And that's happening all over the place. According to the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor, the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, I should say, that I mentioned a minute ago, there are 73 million adults around the world are either starting a new business or managing a young business. Now, this is not the total of all small businesses around the world. Remember, I think the monitor thinks of entrepreneurship as beginning something that didn't exist before, not running a 40. They don't consider an entrepreneur to be somebody who, say, is operating a business they've had for 10 or 20 years. Now, I don't know when you stop, being an entrepreneur, because I actually think that my definition is a little looser than that. I actually think that if you're continuing to be in small business, you're an entrepreneur because you're faced with new challenges and new opportunities every day that you have the choice of either taking advantage of or not. But regardless, they're saying in their new this newest Global Entrepreneurial Monitor that there are 73 million adults around the world who are either starting a new business or managing a young business of which they are the owner. Now, that's a lot of entrepreneurial activity. And here's what's exciting to me. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be able to own property that the state can't take away from you. You want to be able to pass on whatever you've earned, whatever you've created to your children. You want to be able to buy and sell at will and trade with your neighbors. And that requires freedom, not dictatorship. And we're going to talk about this some more right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside. We're back at 17 Till, little Chicago, kick off this session. It's good to have you back. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Dr. Barb Arnott is, we're going to have to reschedule him, it looks like. And so, but I want to continue to talk about this. This actually gives me an opportunity to talk about this Global Entrepreneurship Monitor that has been published again. Many of you will remember me talking about this. This is a 2004 executive report, by the way. Many of you will remember me referencing this way back in 1999. I was talking about the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor way back in 99 when the first one came out. I stumbled onto it, and I'm so glad that I did because I've been tracking this ever since. They do one every year. This is an international coordination of countries. They poll thousands and thousands of people in dozens of countries around the world. The partnership in this Global Entrepreneurship Monitor is really impressive that they put together. But way back in 99, I told you some findings that they determined about this. And one of them was that 1 in 12 Americans is actively interested in starting a small business. 1 in 12. That's a much higher number than anywhere else in the world at that time. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen the new numbers in about that in this new report. But back to my point about freedom. You've heard me say before that capitalism will be the thing that will make the Chinese truly free, not democracy. Capitalism will be first. It is first. It's happening in China right now. Democracy will follow. Whatever form of democracy China can have, it won't look like ours any more than Iraq's democracy will look like ours. But the point is that there are things that people, that human beings want. The fundamental thing that they want is they want to be free. They want to have liberty. They want to be able to go where they want to go and say what they want to say, have freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom to assemble, freedom to move around. The basic things that you and I have, that those of us in America have, and many other countries around the world. 100 more in the last 60 years than was in existence. 100 more countries with democracies than existed 60 years ago. And so the ability to start a business is a wonderful example of true freedom. The ability to just wake up one morning and say, you know what, I'm going to start buying and selling for my own account. I'm going to start delivering services, and to be able to wake up and go out and rent a building or order a phone line or open a bank account or knock on a door of a customer and say, will you do business with me? Or to sit down at a bench and invent something, or to call a friend or to go to see a friend and say, let's do this together. The ability to do that without ever having to say, what will the government think, is a wonderful thing, and it's something that people desire. And I think they desire that as much as they desire the ability to vote. Because if you think about it, voting is something you do once a year, once every other year, once every 4 years. But operating your small business, you do that every day. And so I'm really excited about what's happening around the world. And one of the reasons why that democracy, and I'm using that in the broad definition, one of the reasons democracy is going to prevail around the globe, and that communism hasn't and won't, and that dictatorships haven't and won't, is because of entrepreneurship. And if you think about it, a lot of these other countries, people in a lot of the emerging countries, they don't really have the perspective that you and I have had in the United States, and in, say, some European countries, many European countries, the concept of working for a big company or the government. Many of them, they've always been kind of small business owners, because many of them have been, you know, basically eking out a living on their own. But what they haven't been able to do as much is to create something that was of value that they could keep. And that where they had the ability to trade, especially to trade with people in other countries, the ability to have that kind of vision, that kind of perspective. Those are the kinds of things. Those are the kinds of emotions. Those are the kinds of desires that is going to make freedom continue to break out all over the globe. And for democracies, again, in the broad sense, for democracies to flourish. And when I hear we're gonna have June Reed back on the show in the next couple of weeks. You remember June is the person who's still in Iraq, helping the Iraqis get their free market economy set up. She's still helping them set that up over there, and we had her on a couple of times during the election. We're gonna get her back on in a couple of weeks to talk about what's happening in Iraq. But from what I hear, the Iraqis are getting very excited, more and more excited about the ability to start small businesses. They're starting newspapers and magazines, and there are internet hotspots all over Baghdad over there, I understand. These are things that people want. And the more people around the world are able to start small businesses, the more chance freedom has of flourishing. 20, no, actually 10 till. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. A little more Chicago for you there. Talking about this Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, that's a report that this group is producing, led by the folks at Babson College, Patty Green and those folks at Babson College. They produce this every year, and they haven't been now since 1999. One of the things that they pointed out is that in the countries, in the 30, and there, by the way, there are 34 countries involved in this. Of those 34 countries, they divided the entrepreneurs into two different categories, the opportunity entrepreneurs and the necessity entrepreneurs. And that's pretty intuitive. The opportunity entrepreneurs are people like many people, and most people in America, who decide that they want to start a small business. They have a choice. They don't have to. They can go get a job somewhere else. A necessity entrepreneur is somebody that has to do this to basically feed their family. Now, there's some of that going on in the United States, in a way, but not like, but it wouldn't be the same thing in Indiana as it would be, say, in Uganda. But regardless, on average, 3 out of 5 of the entrepreneurs that around the world are starting their small businesses because it's an opportunity that they want to take advantage of, and the other 2 out of 5 are doing it out of necessity. I thought that was an interesting statistic. And what I think is going to happen, what I'm going to want to track in my over the years, is that number, because as democracy flourishes around the world, and I think it is, and I think it will continue to flourish, as democracy flourishes and as people are given more freedoms, I think we will see that number rise. Maybe it'll rise by, you know, by hundreds of a percent every year, or thousands of a percent, who knows, every year. But I think it will rise. I think because one thing that happens, that we know happens, though, as democracies, as freedom flourishes, people have a higher standard of living. If you look around the world, you don't see people with human beings with low standard of living in democracies. You typically just don't see that. You see them where there are dictatorships. You see them where there has been communism. One of the things that I want, that I like to do, and that I want us to continue to do, is to not only pay attention to what's happening in the United States, what's happening in our developed countries. If those of you who are listening on the internet around the world in developed countries in Europe and Australia and places like that, to not only pay attention to what's going on in your world, but what's going on in the world of our brothers and sister entrepreneurs in these other countries that haven't had the benefit of years and maybe centuries of self-determination. And it's going to be interesting to see how their development. I think we have an obligation, you and I, to encourage them, because you know what? They're our future customers, if they're not already our customers. And I certainly feel that way about entrepreneurs in the United States. Speaking of which, I want to bring up something that I mentioned earlier in the week, just in passing, but I wanted to land on this a little bit more. The United States is number one in the world in terms of size of the economy. Japan is number two, and Germany's number three. United Kingdom is number four. But if I did a little research, I did some adding and some subtracting, and you'll be really proud of me. And I've determined that if you take the production, the gross national product of small businesses in America, based on the numbers that I get from the government, the number two, if small businesses in America were their own country, we were all in our own country, we would be the number two economy. How about that? Now you think about that, folks. That's what 200 years plus of self-determination can do. That's the kind of thing when people are free to work and to save and to accumulate and to pass on to their children. When people are free to have self-determination, that's the kind of thing that can happen. And when I look at these other countries, the third world countries that are just now becoming free, I see America 225 years ago, and I see a great future for my grandchildren and yours. Gonna take a quick break. Actually, I gotta go for this hour, but I'll be back because I got some more things to talk about with Doug Barry and Michael Cox in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.